to look and to pass by, you know, as we pass by an accident on the highway. We want to see something maybe that we've never seen before. It seems we get caught up in others' misfortunes. We're not terrible people by nature, but somehow we love witnessing tragic things. Think back with me to Jerusalem a long time ago. On this day, there was a strange feeling about the town. The Romans were at it again, having another trial and crucifixion. You'd saw it before, but this time it was very different. The whole town was talking about a man who was arrested the night before and now has already been sentenced and being led to Golgotha, the place of the skull, where they would crucify him there. This was not just a criminal. This was not just a criminal, a man worthy of death, but the rumor was that this was Jesus, the Nazarene, the carpenter's son, a teacher. Many had heard him speak or even saw him perform acts that were not short of miracles, like raising people from the dead, and some say they restored the sight to the blind, and he even made crippled men walk. And now they were getting ready to put this man to death. But why? As far as you knew, he was a good man. Regardless of the circumstances, you were drawn to the cross. You feel compelled to see it. You follow the crowd, even pushing your way through just to get a glimpse of this man, Jesus. Once you arrive on the scene, there he is, hanging on the cross. The Romans had perfected the art of crucifixion, the most gruesome way to put a man to death, and there was nothing glamorous about it or watching a person die upon it. But you just can't look away. Everybody loves a train wreck, even back then. The thing is, our initial excitement usually turns to remorse. Once we see it, we are reminded of the tragedy and what we had just witnessed. Sometimes we feel guilty for having those initial thoughts. But on this day, it was different. Maybe there was something in this crucifixion that makes this one different than any other. You remember the time when, while listening to this man, you heard, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And maybe sometime in your past lessons, you had heard somebody speak about some scrolls that were, you heard the prophet Jeremiah, "And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas of mercy, so that when you look on him you have that was pierced, you shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child and weep bitterly over him as one weeps for Jerusalem." Now we know that is coming from the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, verse 10. We come today, several generations passed and removed from that hill called Calvary, still drawn to the cross, wanting to see Jesus, the one who was pierced for our transgressions, wanting to see the train wreck that was the crucifixion, not because of its awful picture that it paints, but because of its awful picture that it paints. We want to see Jesus, because despite of our nature, in spite of who we really are, he went to the cross for you and I. As we are drawn to this scene today, on a hill so far away stood an old rugged cross, so despised by the world, yet a wondrous attraction for me. Dear Father in heaven, as we come today, drawn to the cross, drawn in our minds back then, drawn to the crucifixion and what a terrible thing that was. But as we think about it, what a miraculous thing that it was. that in spite of all who we are, in spite of our transgressions, in spite of our nature, despite of everything we are, your love and compassion has drawn you to the cross for us. And as we use these emblems today to reflect in our mind, to draw our minds back to that, remembering that the fruit of the vine represents your pure and precious blood as they spilled it on Calvary and as they thrust that spear into your side. But even that, the bread, as we partake of that, would represent and draw our minds back to your broken body, torn apart by the whip and the scourge, but it was done because of your love for us. We just ask that as we partake this day, that we're drawn closer to you, and we keep being drawn closer to the cross as we reflect in our minds about you. For your Son's name we pray.